Exclusive, Derek Van Orden, I will fight against any hand-picked Pelosi Democrat that carries the Pelosi radical leftist water. By Jacob Bliss on August 14, 2021. Wisconsin Republican Derek Van Orden told Breitbart News Saturday this weekend that he is ready to take on any hand-picked House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, Democrat that carries Pelosi's radical leftist water, as he calls for electing statesmen to D.C., not politicians. Van Orden, who is running in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, appeared on Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM 125 The Patriot Channel to say he's ready to face any hand-picked Pelosi Democrat now that his original opponent, Representative Ron Kind, D.Y., announced his retirement after a slew of scandals were unearthed around him. He also spoke about what he will do in office if elected and if the Republicans regain the majority. Host Matthew Boyle, Breitbart News's Washington political editor, first asked Van Orden about Kind not running for re-election next year and Kind giving up, leaving Van Orden the only person running. Van Orden, in response, said he wanted to thank Kind for his service over the last 26 years, noting that retirement might have been his best decision since taking office. The reason being is that the people in the 3rd District of the state of Wisconsin, the entire state of Wisconsin, I think the nation, have seen that the left has gone so far, so fast, and what they're proposing now, and some of the legislation that they've passed are just incompatible with American values, and Ron Kind represented that for the Democrat Party, and he knew that I would be beating him soundly, he added. Since Kind has dropped out, Van Orden explained that Pelosi is gonna handpick another candidate to run against me, and that person is gonna have to carry Nancy Pelosi's radical leftist water. He added, "That's just the way it is. So I'm fighting against an agenda, and the agenda is massive spending. It has led to uncontrolled inflation, people that wanna have open borders. Which means, in essence, we don't have a nation, and people that want to instill socialism into our country. Critical race theory into the military, into schools, that's what I'm fighting against. So that has not stopped." Since announcing his candidacy, Van Orden has received endorsements from all of the Republican House leadership, and Friday, former President Donald Trump endorsed him. "I'm incredibly proud of that," Van Orden said in response to Trump's endorsement. He mentioned that everyone needs to remember where Van Orden started and now, calling that the American dream. "I was raised in abject rural poverty by a single mom, and I was a foolish young man, dropped out of high school, and now 16 years old, joined the Navy at 18, got a GED. Serve our country for 26 years, 21 as a Navy SEAL. I did 5 combat tours, I'm a dad and a grandpa. So I came from the most humble start you possibly can in the United States. And I had a personal meeting with President Donald Trump in his office, and he endorsed me to run for Congress. That is the American dream," he explained. According to Van Orden, the country is at an inflection point, saying, "There are people who are elected to offices that are trying to destroy the American dream. I'm not gonna stand for that. I will not allow that to happen on my watch. And I need everybody's help. Honestly, we're up against the machine here, the Democrat Party is the machine, and that's what I'm fighting." Van Orden aimed at Pelosi and Biden's failed accomplishments over the last 8 months since taking office, saying they need to stop blaming Trump for their failures. "We're seriously in Jimmy Carter 2.0 right now. People right, people in the 3rd District, around the nation, Matt, are having problems filling up their gas tank and buying groceries on the same day in the United States of America in 2021. And they're trying to point all this back to President Trump. Absolutely not. Joe Biden owns this hook, line, and sinker." He added, "Nancy Pelosi's radical leftist agenda, overspending, owns this problem. Joe Biden owns the shameful withdrawal in Afghanistan, he owns the border problem. So I'm telling you right now, all the people in the United States, in America, everybody listening to the show, just emotionally look at what's taking place in the United States right now, rewind the clock back 9 months, and see the difference. Joe Biden did this with Nancy Pelosi. The person that they're gonna try to put in to run against me as a Democrat in the 3rd District is gonna pick up that same torch and carry it. It'll be Nancy Pelosi's hand-picked candidate for Congress here." Boyle asked Van Orden if he's elected to office and the Republicans regain the House majority, What will he do to make sure American is back on the right track? Boyle also asked what sets Van Orden apart from the people in office and what he will do to be different and better. "Well, to do what I say I'm going to do. A lot of people just don't do that," Van Orden explained to Boyle. "Sarah Jane and I raised our four kids on a single enlisted Van salary, and we don't have commercial debt. That means I know how to live within a budget. So a balanced budget amendment has gotta happen. We have to stop spending our great-grandchildren's money. So I'll do everything I can to get fiscal responsibility back into the government." Van Orden also explained that if he is elected to office next year, he will do everything I can to retask the military and get them on track. "But really for my district here, what I'm focusing on is the committee that I will lobby to get on is the Agriculture Committee. Because I look at food security as national security, and I live in an agriculture district, my primary responsibility will be to represent the people here in the 3rd district. The secondary and tertiary stuff is what I'm talking about. The overall budgetary madness that's taking place. Gotta stop. I will do everything I can for fiscal responsibility, and I actually mean it." When it comes to the military, Van Orden said, "I have extensive experience in that, getting those minute women back on track on another thing that I can help with. But, when I'm telling people, I'm gonna go to DC and fiscal responsibility work to make sure that we have a solid supply chain for agriculture. 100%, and then working on the military issues. But, I think primarily the problem that we see in Washington, DC, is that not enough people do things just because they're right and wrong. So either something is either right or wrong, I'm always gonna work every single day to do things that are right, just because they're right. They may not always be popular with everybody," Van Orden clarified. He concluded, "I've consistently put the betterment of other people above myself. And I'm gonna, have always, put the country above me, which you should be doing. We don't need any more politicians at all in Washington, D.C. We need some statesmen. That's what I'm gonna go there, to, be." Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.